kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
At kamakailan noong September 16, inanunsyo po ng pamahalaan ang magiging guidelines para dito sa kanilang ipatutupad na social media ban para sa mga edad 16 pababa na ipapatupad po ng December 10. At isang malawakang pagbabago ito sa digital landscape na nakatakdang ipatupad dito sa Australia. At sinasabing ang Australia ang bansang unang magpapatupad po nito matapos aprubahan ng batas na magbabawal po sa ilang mga grupo ng mga kabataan na magkaroon ng social media account. Layunin ng bagong regulasyon na pigilan ang pagka-expose ng kabataan sa mga nakakasamang content online, kasabay ng pangangalaga sa kanilang kaligtasan at mental health. Ngunit habang pinapalakas ng gobyerno ang mga panuntunan at ng mga tech companies ang kanilang proteksyon, iba-iba naman ang naging opinyon ng mga Gen Z sa usaping ito, tulad na lamang ni Rachel at Nathan mula sa Sydney.
There can be benefits to limiting how much access kids have. Like for example, what I think is a good idea is, for example, YouTube. They have YouTube Kids, so they're not completely banning it from them, but they're giving them, you know, something that they can access, and thus limiting it.
Yeah, I feel like when we grew up, we didn't have social media or anything like that. Like, and we turned out sort of fine.
And I think it's important that they do have like parents and people around them who know, like the importance of how to navigate social media and things like that, so that they don't. Because if you hide it from them, immediately they're gonna try and, you know, find things that maybe they're not supposed to. But yeah, I think completely banning it isn't a good idea. Yeah.
Samantala, bagaman nasa hustong edad na, nakikita naman ang isa pang kabataan na si Jelly ang maganda namang maidudulot ng batas para sa mga mas nakakabatang henerasyon.
I think for the most part, it's a sort of a good thing. I feel like a lot of younger teenagers, they're starting to get a little bit like, when they get online, it sometimes it can go really bad, and I feel like for younger kids, they haven't developed enough yet to get that understanding that people online are just hiding behind their keyboards. I reckon for the most part it is good. Yeah.
Dagdag pa ni Jelly, para sa kanya ang pagiging mapanuri naman sa mga nakikita online ang isa sa mga bagay na dapat matutunan ng bawat isa.
Probably I don't actually use social media too much to consume all this false stuff. I have had to learn to, just if I do see something, I fact check it on Google first. Or yeah, if I see something negative and stuff, I just have to think, oh, okay, it's not personally attacking me. They're just trying to provoke something, most of the time anyway. Yeah.
Samantala, nangangamba naman ang ilang estudyante na katulad ni Alfredo sa posibleng maging epekto ng bagong batas sa social life ng mga kabataan, lalo na at karamihan ay nakakonekta na sa mga social media accounts.
There are a lot of reasons to have this be in action, but I think having social media as a kid is pretty important to the growth and society as today. So even though there are like a lot of reasons why they should, like there's a lot of content out there that should be monitored, I think in the long run, I think it's better if a kid has access to social media, because just everyone, all the other kids have it. So it's like you, as a kid, you want to sort of cultivate your own friend group. And there was a situation where like we were all locked inside, and like how would we communicate then? So I think it's just part of so ingrained into today's culture that it would be pretty negative to ban it for social media for kids. I think it's more of a parenting sort of thing that's got to happen. It's just something that you've got to teach on how to use social media safely rather than just outright ban it.
Nauna nang inanunsyo ng pamahalaan na ang Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter o X at YouTube ay saklaw ng batas. Pero ayon sa e-safety commissioner, pinalawak pa ang listahan ng mga posibleng masaklaw ng mga platforms kabilang na ang WhatsApp, Roblox, Reddit at Discord. Ayon pa sa ulat, nakapagsumite na sila ng abiso sa 16 na kumpanya na maaring mapay sa ilalim sa social media ban para sa mga wala pang 16 na taong gulang. Ipinakilala ni na Communications Minister Annika Wells at E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant ang mga gabay na dapat sundin ng social media companies para makasunod sa batas. Ayon sa kanila, kailangan gumawa ng mga reasonable steps ang mga platform gaya ng pag-detect at pag-deactivate ng mga underage accounts. Ngunit hindi sila obligado na mag-verify ng mga edad ng lahat ng users. Ang mga kumpanya na bigong sumunod sa mga patakaran ay maaring pagmultahin ng hanggang $49.5 million.
We will always keep backing Australian families and keeping Australian kids safe. We cannot control the ocean, but we can police the sharks, and today we are making clear to the rest of the world how we intend to do this.
Yan ang tinig ni Communications Minister Annika Wells. Samantala, kasabay ng mga bagong gabay, inanunsyo ng Instagram ang pagpapalawak ng kanilang AI-powered teen safety measures sa Australia. Sa ilalim nito, palalawigin ang teen account settings sa mas maraming platform. Ayon kay Mia Garlic, ang Meta's Regional Policy Director, gamit ang AI, masusuri ang mga account na maaring pagmamayari ng mga wala pang 18 years old kahit na naglagay sila ng peking birth day o edad.
Well, Instagram is expanding testing of AI technology to Australia to place teens who are believed to be under 18 but have listed an adult birthday into teen account settings. Now, teen accounts are a product that was launched in Australia in September 2024, and it has built-in protections around who can contact young people and the types of content that they can see. Well, by expanding these measures to teen accounts in Australia, we're helping ensure that teens have safer, age-appropriate experiences on Instagram. We want to make sure that as many teens as possible are enrolled in the teen accounts experience, even if they haven't given us their real age when signing up for an account.
Ang mga account ay otomatikong ilalagay sa teen account settings na may mga built-in protections gaya ng limitadong pakikipag-ugnayan at mas maingat na content recommendations.
We began testing this technology, which identifies under 18s and proactively puts them into teen account settings, in the US back in April. And we've been really encouraged by the progress, with 9 out of 10 active teen accounts remaining in protections to reduce unwanted content. While Meta has spent many years and invested heavily in our AI technology to identify whether someone is under or over 18, we do think there's a better way to understand a teen's age than this app-by-app approach. We'd like to see app stores such as the Apple App Store and Google Play give parents the ability to verify their teen's age directly at the point of download, and this signal could then be sent to apps like Instagram about the person's age range, and we'd then apply the age-appropriate experience on their account. And we think this whole of ecosystem approach would really be a much more rigorous way of ensuring that young people have age-appropriate experiences online.
Magbibigay din ng in-app prompts para sa mga magulang na naglalaman ng tips kung paano pag-uusapan yung tamang pagbibigay ng edad online. At dagdag pa dito, yung mga teen accounts ay hindi naman papayagang mag-live at hindi rin maaring alisin yung proteksyong otomatikong nagtatago ng mga hindi kanais-nais na content at imahe sa mga direct messages.
Australian parents will receive notifications on Instagram about how to have conversations with their teens and the importance of providing their correct ages online. And as a parent, I've already started to see these notifications on Instagram myself. So hopefully this announcement gives people more context about these prompts that include tips to check and confirm your teens' ages together to ensure that teens are having the safest possible Instagram experience.
Para naman sa Gen Z at social media user na si Raylene, malaking tulong ang mga batas. Pero malaki din ang tulong ng gabay ng mga magulang at dito nakasalalay ang mas epektibong pagsasakatuparan nito.
Okay, well I think personally, children are gonna find their own way around barriers like this. And I feel like at the end of the day, it's the parents' job to kind of enforce their boundaries around social media and not make it a taboo thing. Especially because there are pros and cons to having social media.
How young were you when you started using social
media? I was 13, because at the time Instagram had the age limit of 13. So I remember being very excited on my 13th birthday, making my first Instagram account. If you have social media literacy and can cultivate the feed and media that you see, it can be a really rewarding place, but I can also understand how easy it is to kind of generate a negative space on social media.
Ayon naman kay Dr. Louise Hopper, isang child psychologist mula sa University of Sydney, maraming benepisyo ang social media ban, pero hindi ito sapat. Aniya, makakatulong ito para mabawasan ang exposure sa cyberbullying at harmful content. Pero kung walang kasabay na media literacy education, babalik lang ang problema sa ibang paraan. Inilarawan naman ni E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman Grant ang pagpapatupad ng batas bilang isang monumental event para sa mga kabataan at kanilang pamilya. At habang nalalapit ang petsa na pagiging epektibo ng batas, inaasahan nila ang pakikipagtulungan ng mga tech companies na gawing prioridad ang pag-aalis o pag-deactivate ng accounts ng mga kabataang saklaw ng ban.
So for instance, the day that the minister tabled her final rules with the prime minister, Google put out a blog indicating that they were rolling out age assurance on YouTube in the United States. They will be using that same infrastructure to roll out age assurance technologies for Australians. So we know that they're capable of that today, and we will certainly be watching and expect that they would do the same in compliance with Australian law.
At yan po ang ating ulat tungkol sa nalalapit na pagpapatupad ng social media ban dito sa Australia. Muling mapapakinggan ang ulat na yan sa aming website. Puntahan ang www.sbs.com.au/Filipino ang aming mga social media accounts, Facebook at Instagram. Kung hindi pa nakafollow at kung kayo ay above 16 na, yan, pwede na kayong mag-follow at bumisita sa aming mga social media platforms din at SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.